The House and Senate bills, if passed, would require a constitutional amendment in 2018. Voters would then decide if the state could impose a surcharge for residential investment properties and visitor accommodations to fund public education. This would add about $500 million to the Department of Education budget annually and could be used to increase teacher salaries at all pay levels, reduce class size, and upgrade facilities. Hawaii State Teachers Association Leeward State Director Mitzi Higa says there were 531 teacher vacancies at the beginning of this school year, plus a number of unqualified staff in key positions.
Just in August this year, we had 389 positions where there were people there, but they had not gone through a state-approved teacher education program. When you look at our special ed teachers, there were 134 teachers who were not certified special ed teachers teaching our students with special needs.
According to the HSTA, Hawaii's low teacher salaries, among the lowest in the nation, have resulted in nearly half of the state's 13,500 teachers working second jobs. Special education teacher Justin Huey moved to Maui 11 years ago.
I moved here with about $40,000 in student loan debt. My rent was about $1,200 a month, and I was being paid around $1,100 every 2 weeks after taxes. Within 6 months, I had to ring up about $5,000 in credit card debt just for groceries.
Huey currently works two full-time jobs and suffers from back trouble. Serena Lin moved to Hawaii in 2013 and lived in her car for 3 months before becoming a teacher at Waimea Elementary School on the Big Island.
I was 52 years old. I was highly educated, national board certified, master's degree, but I knew I needed to survive. All this forced me to find a menial job at Macy's to make enough money to pay for the rent and to survive. And I certainly understand why teachers leave.
But Tax Foundation of Hawaii President Tom Yamachika says the proposed surcharges would result in substantial property tax increases, especially on Oahu.
If you have a residential property valued at a shade under $1 million, the real property tax would be $3,500 and the surcharge would be $5,500 for a total of $9,000, nearly tripling the tax bill. If you go a little bit over $1 million and get to residential A, the real property tax bill is going to be $6,000 and the surcharge would be $6,500, more than double.
Senate Education Committee Chair Michelle Kidani introduced the bills in the Senate. After the hearing, she amended the measures to exempt the homeowner's primary residence and first rental property.
I will tell you that there is pushback from people who use a rental that is part of their family homes as their income for their sustainability. So I will ask you to look at what happens if we exempt the first rental of a homeowner's property.
The Senate bills, along with House companion bills, now go to their respective Finance and Judiciary Committees for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.